Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Rod Stevenson. In the 1870s, as transcontinental railroads were rolling westward, two railroads had plans to traverse New Mexico and claim its coveted prize of Santa Fe, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, and the Denver and Rio Grande. The best way into New Mexico from the north was the rugged Raton Pass, blazed by pioneers of the Santa Fe Trail and controlled by one Uncle Dick Wooten. Denver and Rio Grande crews arrived first and surveyed the rail bed. The Santa Fe Railroad was still far north of the pass, so the Denver crew was in no hurry to file their plat. Unbeknownst to them, a Santa Fe crew disguised as sheep herders was secretly surveying the pass right under their noses. With the Denver rail crew waiting in Pueblo for orders to begin construction, the Santa Fe sprang into action, sending two men ahead to meet with Wooten to seal the deal. But the Denver company got wind of the plan, and the race was on. Denver crews were dispatched to begin construction immediately. The Santa Fe men arrived first, but had no crew to begin work. With Wooten's help, likely from a well-greased palm, a crew of locals was put together in the dead of night, and construction began before dawn. The Denver crew arrived at morning's light to find the pass already claimed under the right of prior construction. The Santa Fe Railroad won the race for Raton, but it cost them the lucrative line to the Colorado gold fields. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.